Yeah, and it's on. The album is on your own label now. Is that right? And how did that work out?
Yeah. Well, we were on Rough Trade Records, and they sort of went more towards our old label. And as much as we liked the people on our old label, we didn't want to go into that scenario again. Well, most of the people. We wanted to steer clear of it. And so we had to stop that. It was a real shame. Ben works for Rough Trade Records, and we've got a really good relationship with Jeff and Jeanette there. And we had to walk. It was a very hard thing for us to do. And I think, we've had a lot of good luck in our time, and we've had a lot of bad luck as well. And that was really sort of typified some of the bad luck that we've got. But, I think we're hanging in there because we feel there must be more to what we've done than the pitiful breadcrumbs that we seem to be getting. And we've had some great responses in England. We can't fault the press. The press have really been behind it. Whether that's by the weeklies or the more serious magazines. In America, we've just got the album of the week in Rolling Stone. We've got a really good review in Spin. We've got a really great review in Fader. And we've got a great review in Pitchfork. We can't really do more than that.
Right.
But yet, at the moment, things haven't clicked. And maybe when we play live a bit more in America, those things will click. We feel there's something missing.
Do you have plans then for a tour in America?
Yeah, we've sorted out our visas now, and we're hopefully going to be there as soon as possible. We had an agent that moved to a different company, so that sort of... unfortunately, that puts things back a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But, essentially, I'd like to be there sometime next Tuesday, but it's not, unfortunately, going to happen because visas have to get sorted out. And, we've had a lot of support from America, and in a way, that is part of the luck that we can't believe, that all of it has been so well received in America, right from 1995 when we first started to come to America. For us, it's a little disappointing that things are so hard in England, and we have to keep us starting from square one.
Mm-hmm.
Because we consider ourselves as a group that have done a lot of albums and have a lot of need for people to get into, and that's just I, as you can tell, I'm disorientated by it all, and there's something amiss.
Well, regarding the labels, it seems like you were smart or fortunate to not at least lock yourself into a multi-album contract with some label, so you did have the freedom to form your own. I know that happens to lots of artists, that they get trapped into a contract like that.
Yeah, well, sorry, I keep saying and I hate saying that. But there's, it's the music industry. If you're not caught in one cobweb, you're caught in another, and there's always some bugger and
right.
Something that's problematic that sort of rears its head from time to time. Else the music industry wouldn't be the music industry. It's very nice of you. I think you're right. We've been lucky not to be drawn into that sort of scenario. But
Speaking of the music industry, how do you like the sort of the new internet model with the downloading? You offered your album online for download from your website with PayPal payments, which is definitely sort of a the cutting edge kind of idea to be able to offer it yourself, not even going through something like iTunes or something like that. So do you like the new freedom and capabilities of the internet downloads?
Well, I think we were one of the first groups to do that and not to go for a third party, and we took a long time to commit to any sort of third parties within the digital world, because the digital world should be a lot lighter, a lot less full of advances, and a lot more return on the money than something like the old model. But that's not necessarily the case. It should be a lot freer, a lot more open, a lot more easier for individual bands to do what they want to do. But there's some woeful sort of practices going on with some of the aggregators, some of whom say that anything that is digitized by them, they own the copyright to. And so one has to be very wary of that sort of those sort of tactics, and it's still a minefield as much as the old model in that respect.
Right.
But to get music out there, the digital model, it is very good, but there's not really a living to be made out of the digital model as it is, because not everyone is paying for those downloads.
Right.
Which to a certain extent is, but where it's hitting musicians who have had a tradition of really being hit before anyone else in the chain, that's a problem for not just musicians but music as a whole. And I think now that Hollywood and films are getting hit by it, people might be listening a little more to the plight of the download situation. So, in a way, it's a great thing for immediacy, it's a great thing for control, it's a great thing to get your music out there. Unfortunately, it's also a great thing for people to just take and do with it what they will.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, it's pretty hard. It's hard to be a musician at the moment.
Right.
It's just, there's not... if you're not getting any piece of any pie, it's very difficult. I mean, we as a group, we're quite lucky because we've got our back catalogue to work on, and we also own the new catalogue, so we do a lot better than most. But it's not very good for new music, because you're just going to get hyped up things like Lady Gaga.